and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Saint Bernardine of Siena, pray for us. Jesus, Jesus, be to me my Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast day of the great propagator of devotion to the holy name of Jesus. His name comes up around the Feast of the Holy Name and during the month of the Holy Name, January, January 2nd specifically. But today is the actual day of his death and his entrance into heaven. He lived in the first half of the 15th century in Siena, the beautiful city of St. Catherine in Italy. He was orphaned at the age of 7, taken care of by an aunt, and we see the first part of his life very devout to Our Lady and very charitable to the poor and to the sick and very conscious of his family. At that time, what's called the Black Plague came to Siena, and he was part of a confraternity of Our Lady, which not only prayed in her honor, but in her honor also did nursing. And he and some other young men very heroically dedicated themselves to taking care of the plague victims, so much so that at the end of the plague, he was so exhausted that he fell sick for about 3 months, and he was in turn taken care of by members of his own family. And then there was a favorite aunt of his who was dying, and so he dropped everything to spend 14 months, imagine a young man in his early 20s, dedicating himself to take care of an aunt, 14 months taking care of her until she finally died in his arms. Then he was freed to follow his vocation. His whole life long, Saint Bernardine of Siena showed a very great devotion to purity, and he joined that with a very lively personality, very attractive. He was an extremely handsome young man, and a very attractive personality too, which he was able to use to draw souls to follow our Lord. He entered the Franciscan order and for about 12 years led a very quiet, monastic kind of a life. What happened was that one day after the divine office at night, the matins, a novice in his friary said out loud, it was during the grand silence, he said out loud, Brother Bernardino, what are you doing here in this monastery? You should be in Liguria preaching. And he said that 3 nights in a row, which was most extraordinary for a novice to give an opinion, much less during the silence of the night. And so he was asked about it, and he said, the words came out of my mouth, and I couldn't stop them. So they took it to be the will of God, a prophecy. So therefore, he went to the Liguria, and he started to preach, and he spent the rest of his life, about 40 years, traveling the length and the breadth of Italy, preaching. Now at that time, due to the Black Plague and the troubles in the church, the schisms and so forth, Italian society and therefore the spiritual life of the individuals and the families and cities, everything was a disaster. And so he started out preaching the devotion to the Holy Name as the means for a solution to all of society's problems. He preached especially against gambling and the holding of the desire for vengeance, this idea of vendetta. And he got enemies to forgive each other, and he got people to burn their playing cards, whereby so much money was wasted. Those and other vices he was able to extirpate. At the end of the sermon, he would always hold up a plaque on which he had the IHS. Remember, that's the Greek capital letters for J-E-S, which was the abbreviation he used for the holy name of Jesus. And by the power and the sweetness of this devotion, as well doubtless his own sort of ingenious preaching style that was very sort of down to earth, he would stop and ask people questions during the sermon, things like that, he utterly captivated the people and was able to reduce the entire Italian peninsula to devout Catholic life again. Now, he had those who were envious of him, and he was falsely accused more than once to the Pope in Rome, and he had to go and defend himself against charges of superstition or something like that. But all of these sorrows he bore with great equanimity and great peace of heart, only that the holy name of Jesus should be exalted. St. Bernardine was also most devout to Our Lady from his youth, and also he was one of the early promoters of the devotion to St. Joseph, and he left us some very beautiful prayers that he composed in honor of St. Joseph. St. Bernardine was told by the saint of today, yesterday's saint, Peter Celestine, that he would die the next day, and he died just as the friars were chanting the divine office of the Ascension with the phrase, "Father, I have made known thy name to men." Very beautiful death. And he, of course, went straight to heaven and as a very great saint, St. Bernardine of Siena. We should ask him for the grace of, obviously, ourselves never taking the holy name in vain, but to be conscious of the power and the sweetness of that name as a one-word prayer, and also to be conscious of the need of practicing that devotion sometimes, specifically to make reparation for the vast number of people who take the holy name of Jesus without giving it a second thought in vain in our society. Surely there'll be a terrible punishment that will have to be accorded to all of those who have dishonored the name of the Son of God, and we should do our best to honor it in turn by our own prayers and by our devotion. We'll conclude with a thanksgiving prayer after Holy Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. O Jesus, imprint thy holy name as a seal upon my heart, that I may ever be mindful of thee, and work and suffer for thee alone. Thy name, O Jesus, is oil poured out, therefore have I loved thee. I place all my trust and confidence in thy strength and the sweetness of thy holy name. If thy divine will brings joy to my soul, thy holy name will purify and intensify it. If suffering, thy holy name will mitigate it. If wounds, thy name will heal them. If sacrifices, thy name will strengthen me. If sickness, thy holy name will be my physician and saving remedy. If death, thy holy name will be the portal to life everlasting. Oh, then let me feel the unction of thy holy name as oil poured out upon the troubled waters of life's close, that our trustful salutation in thy kingdom may one day be Jesus. Jesus, be to me not my judge, but my Savior. Amen. St. Bernardine of Siena, pray for us. May the divine assistance remain always with us. May the soul